Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The next 1-2 to Caratini. Got him looking. 9 strikeouts for Dustin May.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
In about an hour, the Cardinals are going to officially introduce Dustin May to its fan base because he has officially signed a contract to be a starting pitcher for this club. It's the Chris and Amy Show. Mike Elam is in for Amy today, and we welcome in Matt Pauly, who is the host of Sports Open Line, Rush Hour Sports, and Cardinals pre- and post-game, and countdown to opening day, which will start tonight at 6 o'clock. What's going on, Matt?
It will actually air tomorrow night on KMOX because of Thursday Night Football tonight.
Oh.
So the rest of the radio network will hear it, but on KMOX, we'll hear it on Friday.
Oh, we got the Thursday night game tonight, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
I love the fact that you've got the Christmas tree in the background. You look like the Pauly family is all set up and ready for Christmas.
We are. We're getting there. We have multiple each of our daughters have trees in their room. We have a tree in the front room so people who drive by the house can see it. And then we have our main tree in the living room. And I've got my little tree in my office here that's baseball themed. So, yeah,
Christmas tree sales guy stopped by your house and just hit the jackpot.
We are ready for Christmas as much as you can be at this point.
Well, it's a week from today, in case you didn't realize it, which is wild. Which infuriates me, by the way.
My oldest daughter every day has to ask the Alexa how many days till Christmas. And then we also have a like a Grinch Advent type calendar where every day she puts a Grinch ornament on a felt tree. So yes, we are well aware of how many days until Christmas in the Pauly household. So,
well, it has been one day since the Cardinals officially announced Dustin May as their signing, and it is 1 hour before they introduce him. So, I mean, I know everybody's going to ask the question, is he your number one starter? Does he start opening day? It's pretty early to project that stuff, but how does he fit in?
He's a top two starter in the rotation. You know, I could see a scenario where Matthew Liberatore is the opening day starter just because he's the guy who basically had the best season of the returning starters, to just kind of a nod to him and the season that he had last year. But if we're being, you know, just kind of honest about this, Dustin May walks in, even as a relatively young guy, he's 28, he was one of the youngest starting pitchers available in free agency this year. Even at 28, even with the injury issues that he has dealt with, he has more of a track record and he has more experience than any starting pitcher that the Cardinals have. So he comes in and automatically moves towards that top of the rotation, and the question is going to be, can he get back to the form that he once had when he was coming up and was considered one of the top prospects in all of baseball?
So here he is in the rotation. We don't know if we'll start opening day or not, as you mentioned. But the rotation as a whole is all of the guys are on the right side of 30, which I guess is, you know, there's something encouraging about that because there is potential for a lot of growth In fact, he will be, by months, he'll be the second oldest, just over 28 years old.
Wow.
So you do have a fairly young rotation here going into the season, Matt, unless things change, and a lot could happen between now and February.
Yeah, they could add another starter. That wouldn't shock me if they do that, but at the same time, I want there to be room for a Quinn Matthews to be able to legitimately compete for a rotation spot in spring. I want Kyle Leahy to legitimately be able to win a spot in spring. So I'm not like 100% adverse to the idea of bringing in another starter. I just want it to be a scenario where these guys, these young guys who you're excited about what it might be for them, have that opportunity. Now, we will never, probably never, experience what we experienced last year in terms of health of a starting rotation. That just
is remarkable.
Not losing a single guy to injury for 162 games, that does not happen. And it's even less likely to happen moving forward because we know that high velocity can help lead to injuries, and the Cardinals are going to have more high velocity moving forward under Heim Bloom because they need more swing and miss.
Matt, how do you feel about the season going into things right now? Obviously, there's a lot of questions that have to be answered, but how are you feeling right now?
Yeah, for the season, it's low expectations, and that doesn't mean that they can't kind of do what the Cincinnati Reds did this past year and just stick around for a while, then maybe a door opens up and you walk through it. Like, I don't think it's a 100% possibility that they are not going to like sneak into the playoffs this year, but that is not a likely scenario, and that's not what this season is about. The season, really this offseason, is about infusing the organization with as much talent as they possibly can because they want to win at a high level. They no longer want to be the team that they've been over the last few years, where bluntly the goal was just to sneak into the playoffs. They want to be a team that can be in the playoffs and look at that roster and say, this roster stands up and can go on a deep playoff run. We're years away from that being the case, and I think that's going to be the single goal for Heim Bloom and company, that they try to get the team to that point, and whatever happens to happen in that process of getting there, it happens. And it might be a sub 500 season. It might be a team that goes a little bit above 500. It could be just a disaster from a win-loss record. I don't think it's going to be that. I would probably say that how it looked last year is probably going to be pretty similar to how it looks this upcoming season from a win-loss standpoint.
If everything goes according to plan, which it probably won't, because nothing ever works out that way.
I started to say it never happens according to plan.
And I don't mean to, I'm purposely not saying if everything goes perfectly, because that's different than, you know, there's a reasonable expectation that not everything's going to work out the way you want it to, but, you know, you're still moving in the right direction, right? So let's say it goes like that. It goes reasonably well. How quickly do you think we could really expect them to be not just competitive, but maybe they actually do win the division?
Yeah, I feel like that's a 2028 conversation, to be perfectly. I think the best case scenario is, like, if everything goes great, everything goes as well as it can possibly go, the best case scenario for me is they're a team that kind of sneaks into the postseason this upcoming year. The next season after that, the expectations raise a little bit more, 2027, and then it's 2028 that you kind of pour gas on this thing. I think that's kind of the most aggressive timeline in analyzing this thing. But you know what? From a starting pitching standpoint, you don't have to squint that hard to actually see a version of this rotation being being better than last year's rotation, because you don't have a Sonny Gray, and I'm not trying to run away from that fact at all. You do not have a Sonny Gray on this staff, but you also don't have a Miles Michaelis and an Eric Fetty, and both those guys really, really struggled. So I can see a scenario where if a Quinn Matthews has a nice spring and comes out and has a good start to his career, if a Liam Doyle shows up midway through the season, if Dustin May starts to get back to who he used to be when he was coming up. Like, these are big ifs. There's no guarantees about any of these things that I'm saying. But if these ifs come to fruition, I don't think it's a stretch to say that this rotation can match what the rotation did last year.
And honestly, I think, I've been saying this lately. I don't know. Things could change in the next 11 months. But my feeling is we're not going to miss much of 2027, if at all. And maybe
they
do.
I don't think so.
I know everybody's talking about a lockout, and it's likely there is one, which it's going to happen in December. But yeah. I bet you they get something figured out very quickly. And at worst, maybe they move the season back a week.
Yeah. We're very like-minded on this, Ronge. I think there's going to be very little talking. The owners are going to lock out the players on December 1st. There'll be another period of a little bit of talking, and they'll stop talking. And then all of a sudden, we're going to inch up on the pitchers and catchers report date, and that's when talks are going to accelerate. And they're going to get a deal done maybe a week or so after, maybe 2 weeks after when report would have happened. And like you said, worst case scenario, they take the first week of the season, they tack it on to the final week of the season, and you still play 162.
Sounds a lot like Congress. We're not going to do anything until we get down to a hard deadline. And then all of a sudden, hey, look at this. All of a sudden, we were able to make something happen.
Yeah. Matt, Blues got a win last night, so that's good. Joel Hofer with the shutout.
Yeah, anytime they can get a win, you enjoy it because there's not enough of them coming. And I'm still in this like in-between area with them because I watch them and I see that they are not very good. And then I bring up the standings page on your favorite sports website and I go, hey, look, the St. Louis Blues are only 4 points out of a playoff spot, which you can make that up in 2 weeks. So like I don't expect that to happen, but if the Blues decide that they're just going to all of a sudden remember how to play really good hockey, it's not going to take that much work for them to all of a sudden be back in playoff position.
Do you think it's possible? I mean, do you think that these guys could put it together?
I don't think it's likely, but I think it's possible. We had expectations for this club going into the season based off who was on the roster. Those guys are still on the roster. Now, some of them are injured, and that's a problem, but those guys are still on the roster. So if they can find a way to play up to the talent level on the team, then, yeah, they can go on a run.
It's one of those kind of things where I feel like St. Louis sports fans, who are really good fans, are just waiting for something to get behind. Give me some.
How about I got one for you, Mike.
Okay.
How about Billiken's basketball?
Oh, how about that?
Well, what were you going to say?
I thought you were going to say Illinois State football.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously, we're all going to be birding up this weekend, are we not? We're going to bird up on Saturday night. We're going to be bearing down and birding up. We're doing all of those things.
I'm going to be watching the Razorbacks and Houston play college basketball because as a Razorback football fan, I turned the page on college football about 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. We were the second in the country to fire our coach. So we were ahead of the curve on that one.
We are talking about FCS football here, Mike. And we're talking about the Chicago Bears who are playing the Packers. This is such a big football Saturday night coming up.
I have turned my page so bad from the PTSD that I got from being a Razorback fan for the past 5 years that I have gone to college basketball and I am in the Coach Cal camp. So.
We're not there
yet. Ronge, what's your over-under on number of Kool-Aid you're going to drink this weekend?
Well, what do you mean this way? I've been drinking it since Sunday night.
Fair.
Look, man.
I could tell.
I don't even know what to do with myself Saturday night because they play at about the same time. Illinois State in the FCS playoffs. They're in the semifinals. They play Villanova at 6:30.
Okay.
And the beloved will play the Packers at 7:20. So there's going to be a dual TV situation going on here.
Yeah, and it's a little bit dicey if you try to go out because there's no guarantee that an establishment
already,
is going to be showing that Illinois State game.
I've thought of that. I have already talked to we're going to my friend's bar, and I have made it a point to tell him that we will have one TV on the Illinois State game. Mike Elam is in for Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ronge, and we weren't joking. There really is a tornado warning in effect for parts of Lincoln in Missouri and Calhoun in Illinois. So that includes if you're Troy, Winfield, Ellsbury, Missouri, Hardin, Illinois, Batchtown, Illinois, Brussels. So kind of up in that area.
Yep.
So be careful. And this is, I mean, this to me, Mike, like Amy and I complain about the weather all the time. It's like if you want to listen to a show where they're complaining about the weather, this is your show. This is it. This is for you. But it is, we are 1 week away from Christmas and we're getting tornado warnings.
So get this.
What are we doing, man?
57 for a high today.
Stupid. That's stupid.
You get a little break of 40 tomorrow, but it is going
to
be sunny.
That's closer to normal. That's closer to the way it should be.
You're 52, 45, but on Tuesday, 61. Wednesday, 62. Thursday, anything happening on Thursday next week?
Yeah, Christmas.
Yeah, it's 66 degrees for Christmas.
I don't know who it was that told, was it somebody from, was it Fox 2? Or no, it was Amy was at the KMOV studios recording her Blue show. And Leah Hill, who is the meteorologist there, said, yeah, it's going to be almost 70 on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. 70? Where are we? Are we in Houston? What are we doing?
Yep. St. Louis is all over the place with weather on a regular basis, right?
But it shouldn't be this.
This is one of those years where I guarantee you, the first week of January, it's going to be like -4.
It better be. And it irritates me that it's not happening now. I want that. I want the snow, man.
You know, the good news is you're going to be able to travel to Chicago with no weather issues. Mm-hmm. So it's going to give you a great weekend for you to be able to discover the city and do all kinds of fun stuff. And you don't have to worry about rain and snow and all that kind of stuff.
I think there's a little today, but and one of the days up there, the high will be 25. Not, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world. I've experienced that. But I think 45 another day. And we're in St. Louis. We should not be having tornado warnings a week out from Christmas.
Matt was just saying about how I don't mind weather like this today, but on Christmas, you want cold and snowy.
It's got to be cold and snowy.
That's who you want to be.
Yes.
I get that.
Can't get in the mood when it's 70.
That's correct.
Well, you aren't going to be able, if you're like me, everybody's coming to my house on Christmas, just like they did Thanksgiving. So everybody's going to be coming over. At least the good news is all my kids who are going to be traveling to my house are going to have good weather to travel. And hopefully, we're going to be able to get outside and get a nice family picture, which we haven't done for like 5 years.
Well, I don't care about that. I want there to be snow on the ground, Mike.
You know, you're so grinchy.
I want the most Christmassy stuff to happen on Christmas. That is anti-Grinch. I want the snow.
I want the snow. Matt does too. I don't. I'm good with this weather.
Oh, man.
I was done with cold after the last cold.
It wasn't that bad.
It was cold a couple of weeks
Wear
ago.
Wear a coat.
Dude, I've lost 80 pounds.
Still wearing a coat.
I am so much colder now than I used
Get
to
a
be.
Hat.
When I was a fat guy, I was warm all the time. I miss those days.
Get a hat. Do you have gloves?
I do. Wear them.
There you go. Mike, this is so easy.
This tip was brought to you by Chris Ronchi of the Chris and Amy Show.
I'm going to tell you something. We'll give you lots of tips on this show. And we also...
Some of them are useful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's Major News with Major Garrett, our weekly conversation with CBS's chief Washington correspondent.
And before we get to our guy, the chief Washington correspondent for CBS News, Major Garrett, another bit of news that has just passed our desk. It is Missouri quarterback Bo Prabula. You know Bo Prabula? The QB for the Missouri Tigers, who are about to play in the Gator Bowl against Virginia coming up. Well, he is entering the transfer portal.
How about that?
So he is leaving Mizzou, and he will not play in the Gator Bowl.
Wow.
So sorry for you, Mizzou fans. And that includes our guy, Major Garrett, chief Washington correspondent for CBS News, a Mizzou guy. How's it going, Major?
A lot worse than it was a minute ago.
Yeah.
He's like, well, after that introduction, I'm not feeling quite as good as I was.
No, that's awful.
Yeah.
So I guess that means what? The freshman is going to be stepping back in and finishing up the season.
Yeah. I'm very surprised at that news. I don't know what it is that Bo Prabula does not believe he was offered at Mizzou. He went into the competition as one of two quarterbacks, the other quarterback injured on the very first and one and only play from scrimmage in the first game of the regular season. He had the job all year long until he was injured, came back. I mean, I don't know what Eli and the offensive coordinators didn't do for him and didn't create for him. What he made of that opportunity is subject to debate. There are parts of his game that played very well, parts of it that didn't, but That's a drag, and it's part of the story of college football right now, where it is a free agent market, and even if a university puts all their chips on the table behind a player, the player can say, no, I'm still not satisfied, and wander off someplace else. Whoever he goes to, whoever takes him, you're not going to win a national championship with Bo.
Oh, wow. There you go. Look at that.
Didn't think you were going to get that kind of analysis from Major Garrett.
That was good.
Mizzou wasn't going to win one with Bo either. All I'm saying is the program did everything it could to make the situation as good as it could be for him.
No, I think you make good points. And you're seeing players in the government starting to move out, too. We just had the news yesterday. Dan Bongino has decided he's stepping out, and it looks like he's going back to radio.
So is he going? So he's not in the portal.
I think he's decided that he wanted to get back, and he wanted to make some money. So he's
exactly.
Like,
and let's just remember what a kind of interesting sequence of events. The FBI announced the arrest of the person charged in the pipe bomb on the night before January 6th. The pipe bombs laid in front of the DNC headquarters and the RNC headquarters here in Washington. Dan Bongino was asked why that this arrest had nothing to do with the conspiracy theories that he had propagated on his podcast and radio show with such vehemence. He said, oh, I was back then paid for my opinions. Meaning it was a license to lie to his audience without disclosing to them that these were lies meant for ratings. Then he gets in the FBI and they pursue an investigation, and that case is off to its prosecutorial start. We'll see how far it goes. But the contrast between what the FBI says is the real reason and the real suspect behind the pipe bombs and what Dan Bongino had always said is in such stark contrast that the only way he could explain it was I was lying for money then, and I'm in the FBI now. Well, now he's going to go back to that life that he once described as I'm paid for my opinions, which I guess is lying for ratings. Perhaps that's a more comfortable place for him to be than deputy director of the FBI.
Also want to pass this along. This has nothing to do with anything else. But if you are out there on the roads, westbound 70 remains closed. Traffic is diverted at Wentzville Parkway due to a crash that happened earlier west of Wentzville. There's a backup east of 61. So needed to pass that along. Just handed to me from the newsroom and wanted to give you that. So last night, Major, was the speech, the final speech of 2025 from President Trump. What were your thoughts on what we heard?
First of all, I want to make sure, did anyone in the audience hear it? Was he loud enough?
Well,
I mean, a lot of the theater critics are like, wow, he really sounded amped up and like he was at times shouting. Also, it felt to me, and I've watched, as you might well imagine, a great number of Trump speeches in lots of different venues. I've never seen him speak as fast as he spoke last night. It seemed like there was an imperative to get that thing under 17 or 18 minutes, and they had more in the prompter than he could have, in his regular way of speaking, handled in 17 minutes, so it felt very rushed. If anyone was expecting something really new or forward-looking into 2026, other than things are going to get better than you feel they are now, you were disappointed. I'm not saying things aren't going to be better in 2026. I think economically the prospects are very positive for more GDP growth, probably more jobs. I mean, the president needs more jobs in his first year. Jobs have been way underperforming. And there's a very good possibility that inflation will be a little bit more tame than it was in his first year. And if he's right about all this, this speech will age better than it looked last night. That format is not to the president's strong suit. It just isn't, never has been. That's why he does it so infrequently. And lots of people were thinking, well, is he going to announce a Christmas truce in Ukraine? No. Announce new war plans for Venezuela? No. So a lot of those things that are sort of hanging out there right now, very big issues in which his administration are very heavily involved, doing lots of different things, no mention of. And the other thing is, healthcare is a big disruptor in Congress right now. There's no resolution in part because the White House simply will not say what it's willing to accept in terms of soon-to-expire Obamacare tax credits. And until it does, Congress is going to be tied up in a knot. And when Congress is tied up in a knot, it fails to act. And starting December 31st, those who are using those enhanced tax credits are going to see them disappear and their premiums are going to go up and people are going to either pay more or lose coverage. And that's a huge issue, mostly unaddressed last night.
What did you think about the bonus for the military that he announced?
So that's certainly that members of the military will be very happy to get. It's from money that was set aside, created in the big, beautiful bill for housing allowances. So they're taking money that was dedicated for specific housing needs and just giving it in lump sum checks, and cleverly 1776 is the amount, beginning of our country, setting things up for the 250th anniversary of the country next year. I'm sure that will be well received. The money's already in there. The president can allocate it as he chooses. It's just taking money dedicated to one thing, housing, and moving it just into straight up checks. I think the military will probably be okay with that, but I guess in the future there'll need to be more allocations for military housing because that's what this was for, and now it's going to be diverted to these checks.
Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, is with us on KMOX. So we got the healthcare vote yesterday, mm-hmm. and there is expected to be another one on the subsidies coming in January. So where do we stand right now, and how do we expect that vote in January to go?
So the reason the House Republicans voted on what they voted on yesterday is because they don't, at the leadership level and through most of the House Republican conference, don't believe in these enhanced Obamacare tax credits. They were created first during COVID and the inflation, first tranche of Biden era efforts to deal with costs associated to COVID. Then they were extended in the Inflation Reduction Act. So they're a pure Biden creation. Democrats voted for them. Republicans never did. And House Republicans at the leadership level don't like them as they exist. So they never wanted to bring that to the floor. But they are expiring, and lots of Americans use them. 22 million Americans use them at one level or another. And four House Republican moderates eager to vote on this question to at least have an opportunity to extend these tax credits, abandoned their leadership, signed up with Democrats on what's called, and we're all learning more and more about this. I've known about it for a long time because I cover Congress, but most Americans don't know what a discharge petition is. That's a way to circumvent the House Republican leadership. They won't put something on the floor. How do you put something on the floor? You get enough signatures to force it on the floor. Well, that's now happened, and it wouldn't have happened without these four Republican moderates deciding to abandon their party leadership, an important point, and side with the Democrats on this question. Once you have enough signatures, you need 218 for a discharge petition, it must come to the floor for a vote. House Republican leaders cannot stop it. They can only decide when it comes to the floor. That will probably be in January. If the House passes it, and there's a very good likelihood that it will, then it goes to the Senate. There are all sorts of Senate Republicans and Democrats trying to work on some sort of fix for this. My prediction for you, here's what the important part, sometime in January, probably right up against the deadline to avert a government shutdown, which is January 30th, both the government shutdown and this question of tax credits under Obamacare will be resolved for at least some period of time, 1 year, maybe two.
How many of the Republicans who crossed over are not running for re-election next year?
All of them are running for re-election next year.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene was not part of this.
She was not. No.
Okay. I figured she would have been one leading the charge for this. That seems to be one of the issues that she keeps bringing up, that she's different with President Trump on.
You're absolutely right. That's a great hunch. Why wasn't she? And why weren't other Republicans who are supportive of and sympathetic to and would like to see these tax credits extended, at least for a short period of time, with some reforms? Why didn't they sign the discharge petition? Because the discharge petition is a very aggressive act against your leadership. It's the thing that leadership never forgets. And you only do it when you think the issue is of such vital importance that your devotion to party, party loyalty, and your good relationships with those who decide whether you're going to get campaign reelection money or committee assignments or things like that, and also just in the cohesion of an effective majority. Stepping outside of that is a very big deal. Marjorie Taylor Greene did it on the Epstein files because she believed the victims needed what they've long sought. And that was a bigger issue than House Republican leadership's. On this policy, she said, no, I have a disagreement on policy, but I'm not going to abandon my leadership. I'm not going to abandon my party on this. Signing a discharge petition, siding with the other side is a huge step, a very confrontational step, one that leadership never forgets, frequently punishes, and that's why so few members of Congress do it. These four did because they think the politics for them and their district and their reelection making it imperative for them to do that, but it's a big move.
So you did mention earlier, we were talking a little bit about the jobs numbers, inflation, and all of mm-hmm. that, and it was addressed during Trump's speech, at least a little bit was addressed during that speech. Is there any indication, though, that people agree with him on this, or is the perception still that he's not doing a particularly good job on the economy?
People still feel stressed, and that's showing up in every piece of polling data. Every piece of polling data. Costs will continue to aggravate, and it's not just the cost of goods, what you buy at the supermarket or a department store or online. Cost of services. I think this is one of the underappreciated parts of this conversation. What do you pay for a haircut? What do you pay for any service you get in the broader economy? Those prices are also going up, in some cases more than what you pay at the grocery store. So you're encountering higher costs in different places. Also, if you're trying to insure your property or you're paying rent, those things are going up. If you are doing anything in terms of medical care, those costs are up. So it's not just one thing, and it's not one thing that any president, this one included, can immediately fix. Yes, this morning's data on inflation was down, a little bit lower than expectations, but there's a lot of holes in that data because the government shutdown and the lack of survey data. So most economists are like, let's wait 1 month, we'll find out where inflation is. But it's still, according to all the polling data, aggravating to most Americans who are not really, really well off. So That's a political reality for the president. He's facing it now. Other presidents have faced it. They always try to talk the country into a better mood, a better idea, a better concept of things. It's not going to work right now. But the president doesn't need it to work right now. He can go into December and January with bad poll numbers, and so can Republicans. What he needs is perceptions about the economy to start shifting in a more positive direction by June of next year. By June of next year, if these perceptions now are still there, then it is going to be a dreadful set of midterms for Republicans. But if people feel better about the economy, feel better about jobs, inflation, wages by June, then Republicans have a chance to make their expected losses much less pronounced.
Major Garrett, we love talking to you, and we will speak again soon.
I feel bad that we started off with bad news.
I wish we hadn't started with that breaking news on Bo. That's a big fat bummer. I'm bummed out. My day is now completely ruined.
And
thank you for that.
If it helps, Eli did tweet out almost immediately after Prabula made the announcement that Matt Zollers is going to start the Gator Bowl. So.
Yeah, and look, Matt did as well as he could, and I'm glad the announcement's out now, and we got a few days to plan. So go to it. I'll trust in Eli.
Yeah.
M-I-Z.
M-I-Z. Z-O-U. Thanks, Major.
Thanks, guys.
Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, host of the Takeout podcast. You can catch that on CBS News 24/7. You could also listen to it if you feel like doing it. Major joins us every Thursday. Of course, we'll have to adjust.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Because next
Thursday
is Christmas.
But you're not going to be here for Christmas and New Year's Day?
I am not.
I don't blame you.
So he will not have... He might be on earlier in the week. We
that would
decided.
Be nice.
Yeah.
You can catch up and see what he thinks of Zoller starting.
Major is fantastic.
He is.
Mike Elam is in with me. Chris and Amy show, but it is Mike Elam in today for Amy Marks Kors. We have two pairs of tickets to give away.
Hey.
And we're not doing it now, but we just want you to know what you're in store for. What's in store for you?
What are the tickets for, Chris?
All right. So it's funny you ask. I was about to say it.
Oh,
the St. Louis Auto Show.
Awesome.
Okay. We have a pair of tickets for that. which takes place January 22nd through the 26th, but we'll give away a pair of tickets before the show's over today.
The auto show's always a good time.
And that is at the America Center.
Yes.
Okay. And Let It Be Christmas, a rock opera, which is at the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center, December 23rd. And this is a lot of fun. So it's like Beatles.
Yeah.
Christmas kind of thing.
Oh, that'll be cool. We had some friends. We went to dinner at Napoli in Kirkwood over the weekend, yeah. And they were just talking about the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center.
Everybody
there.
Says it's really nice.
That's what I've heard.
Had a chance. I'd like to go. So let it. You can't win these, though.
Okay.
Because you're working here.
Maybe next time.
Let It Be Christmas, a rock opera. We have tickets for that. We'll give that away before the show is over, and you've got to be listening for your chance to win these tickets. Do you hear what I'm telling you?
You got to be listening.
And you must have a valid email address or you can't win.
It's
very
live life, basically.
Yes.
This is true.
So we spent all kinds of like streaming news and, you know, Netflix, and then there's Paramount and Warner Brothers and all of that. And YouTube will own the rights for the Oscars starting in 2029. We're going to talk to CBS Entertainment reporter Matt Wolf about that when we come back on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.